With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Plastics, like the fibers in t-shirts and the abrasive beads in body wash, are polluting rivers more than previously thought, according to researchers from the University of Montana's Flathead Lake Biological Station. Rivers carry up to 4 million tons of plastic each year, and until recently, the common knowledge was that most, if not all, of that plastic pollution was flushed to the ocean. But Chinese researcher Zhang Zheng says microscopic plastic debris is polluting rivers more than previously thought, especially around large cities and even in sediments in the river bottom. He says his findings could help managers locate and address the source of pollution to protect human and ecosystem health.
Our study indicated that the microplastics retained in the Yangtze River might leave the risk of microplastics to the ecosystem and the human health in the Yangtze River catchment itself.
While much of Zhang's research looks at microplastics in remote, high-elevation water systems in China, he's now turning his attention to plastic pollution in Flathead Lake as a visiting researcher at UM's biological station. Last summer, Zhang collected samples at 12 sites along Flathead Lake.
I have already find microplastics in these samples.
Zhang says he found a concentration of suspect plastic microdebris around Polson and a concentration of suspect microscopic plastic fibers at the lake's northern inlet. He'll need lab testing to confirm what he saw under the microscope, but Zhang says what he saw is enough to know that Montanans face the same threat of microplastics here as people do in China. Flathead County stopped accepting plastic recycling last February after China announced a ban on trash imports. County officials say ever since, there hasn't been a market for the valley's plastic waste, which was often contaminated. Valley Recycling, which contracts with the county to divert waste from the landfill, hopes to begin accepting clear plastic bottles and milk jugs at its Highway 2 location within the next few months. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.